Did you know that it's Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month? Macy's is highlighting some really cool AAIP-owned brands right now, like Carden, Kaja, Emilia George, and Hey Meave. Plus, you can help support college access and student success when you donate online or round up in store to APIA Scholars. APIA is the nation's leading nonprofit organization devoted to the academic, personal, and professional success of Asian American, Native Hawaiian, and Pacific Islander students. Shop Asian American and Pacific Islander owned brands at Macy's.com or in store. Warning, things are about to get intense. Like when you stare into the eyes of someone that you really like for a full minute straight without blinking. Intense, intense heat, lasting plump from the hot new Lifter Plump from Maybelline, New York. Formulated with chili pepper, Lifter Plump delivers a heated sensation for an instant lip plumping effect that lasts. Available in 8 sizzling shades. Honestly, my favorite is hot honey and cocoa zing. I put it on my lips and honestly, it did sizzle them. It sizzled them right to the moon. They were plump and juicy and everyone was like, Nicole, can I? And I'm like, get in line. Can you take the heat? Find your shade at Maybelline.com or a retailer near you. Amazon shoppers get 10% off Lifter Plump purchase with code 10PLUMP for a limited time.
Where I try to figure out how I'm still single. It's me, Nicole Byer. I need to figure out how I'm still single, even though if you asked me to give up wigs, I would think about it. Okay. My guests today also have a podcast called This Might Get Weird.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah. And also, they have YouTube channels, and they're both in this movie called Dirty 30, which is such a fun movie. It's a real treat. Also, a movie called Camp Dakota.
You're crushing this.
I got it right.
I mean, can we just put full disclosure? This is your fifth podcast that you're recording today. So I want to just let people know that, like, you are doing, like,
so much.
So
like,
much.
Like, we're
right
catching
now.
You at mile 22 of the marathon.
Yeah, I just want to make
You've
sure everyone knows.
You've already pissed and shit yourself. But, like, you're dehydrated.
Truly, this is above and beyond any, like, podcast host could ever do. I just want to give some context.
Well, thank you. It's because I am going to be going on the road a bunch in February.
Gotcha.
So I was like, gotta bank some episodes.
Mm-hmm. For sure.
You know?
And it's not an easy thing to do, to just talk at and with people for hours on end.
But I'm talking about myself, and that's the most interesting topic.
Hey.
Now, it does get to be a little, like when I do them back to back, which is usually how I do them. It does get a little, by the end, I'm like, I don't know.
No, Grace and I's podcast is like 30 minutes to 45 minutes, and it's just the two of us bullshitting at my own house. And
being
we're still
friends.
Like, I don't
Wait,
know if I
Wait, I haven't introduced you guys yet.
Oh, sorry.
Jake and Amir are here.
Yeah, Jake and Amir. Grace Helbig and Mamrie Hart.
We all make our own sound effects.
Mm-hmm. I love it. You guys are perfect. You're just so great and wonderful. And I've known both of you for a super long time.
Well, mm-hmm. You and Mamrie were on a mod team together.
Yes.
Like, you guys met years ago.
Yes.
I was going through like the history of everything.
Yeah, we were on Fambly together.
Fambly,
the finest sketch comedy to ever hit the UCB stages. I mean, I'm not even kidding.
We were a very good team. Very funny. We did one sketch that'll live forever in my mind called Selling Salads,
baby. It's got upwards of 3,000 views on YouTube.
And people will tweet at me and be like, you know Mamrie Hart? I'm like, yeah, we did comedy while in a dungeon, a little basement with
dungeon.
Like meat drips dripping on
us. Occasional wafts of French fries.
But my favorite is that your Sting homage show.
Oh, that was before on the team.
Oh.
She got like switched in. We got a pinch hitter. And then all of a sudden we were the team that had like a white woman, a black woman, and
a Latina woman.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
And it was a real dream.
I still have random lines from that sketch pop into my head all the time.
You mean salad
As
sauce?
As I live and breathe. Sorry. Go watch the sketch. It's great.
Oh, it's so silly.
And then when did you guys meet? Or was it just a random?
I think we
just known of each other for a long time. And then it was like, I don't honestly know the actual first time we met each other.
Me either. I can't pinpoint it. But I think it was like at the pit, because you used to do a lot of pit shows.
Yeah. And I honestly maybe think it might have been through you of being like, I know Nicole. And like, I was like, yeah, I know of Nicole. And like, it was one of those things that just like, we now know each other.
Long story short, we're real friends.
Yeah.
We know each other. How long have you guys been friends?
We have been friends. So we also met on a sketch team.
Oh.
We were at the pit at the People's Improv Theater.
Mm-hmm.
It was my first thing doing comedy ever. And Grace was doing improv there. And they formed like
first,
their
like,
version
official.
Of a mod team.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so, yeah, we met on a sketch team.
They organized it, but they didn't audition anyone for
this.
They just selected people. It was very strange. And then this was their attempt, like you said, to make mod teams. They were like, we'll just pick people that we know do sketch, put them on teams together. Mm-hmm. And Mamrie and I were on a team. And then
the very first practice, I was really nervous because everyone on the team was part of the theater. And mm-hmm. I'd just taken one class. And then our friend Steve Soroka got me on the team. But the first sketch we ever practiced was called Everybody Loves Grace. And the concept being everyone was pitching sketches to her so they could kiss her.
Uh-huh.
And everyone was shitting on me. And I was like, this is a cool dynamic to meet friends.
This is a fun time.
And I was the youngest female on the team. So also a fun dynamic for me.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Weird. Boys are gross.
That sucks, though. That's like one of the first sketch memories that you have. It's like a bunch of
these
older
girls
men.
Against each other.
Yeah, being like, let's shit on one woman and like up, like praise this one.
But then we also did a sketch called Party Starters that I think like solidified us as friends, where it was like you and I being these two ridiculous characters that just tried to start parties in any
like
sort of
hired
environment.
Help. You know, yeah. Like hired like come here to this bar mitzvah and you'll be the girls
the
on the dance floor
started.
To like try to get the family out. So we were party starters, but we like did it at a funeral.
And in an elevator, you can imagine the heightening of that sketch.
Oh, boy.
Sketch. It was quite the runner.
But then we didn't talk
very
for like.
Nuanced.
Yeah. But we didn't talk for like 2 years after that. And then we realized that we lived really close to each other in Brooklyn. And I was doing like YouTube video stuff and you were curious about it. And then like we just. Kind of
we're
got
drunks. We started day drinking.
Yeah.
We were Bloody Mary buddies.
Perfect. Yeah. Bloody Mary buddies. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's the perfect way to put
it. I wish I liked a Bloody Mary.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
People seem to love them. I think it's boozy ketchup.
It is.
Oh, more
it's,
of a soup.
And I'm it's not like a soup girl.
And that's totally fine.
I don't like soup.
Wow.
Hey.
Who knew this would break us?
I'm sorry, but you know what I do like? Ramen. I've just discovered
I saw your
ramen.
Instagram post. Welcome.
Thank you. I
to
love
what?
It. To ramen time.
Oh,
you, there's
she'd never
big
had
treats
it.
To scoop out.
Oh.
And you
oh.
don't really have to deal
treasures.
With the broth unless you want to. Yes, they are like treasures.
Yeah.
Meat treasures, noodle treasures,
yeah.
Veggie treasure.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
A fucking egg treasure.
Yeah. Can you imagine a soft boiled egg treasure
it's
lying beneath
crazy
the mist?
To me. Oh, I love it. So wait. You're single now. Yes, Grace?
Yes.
Or no?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, yes, yes.
And then, Mamrie, you are dating someone.
I'm like a year and a half in.
Congratulations.
Yeah. Thank you. You're single now?
Well.
Now? I mean,
it's omnipotent.
Always? I'm always single? Yes, I am very single right now.
Are there any in the rotation or any orbiting?
There are two orbiting where they keep texting and I keep being like, okay, I'm free at this time. And then they'll drop off the face of the planet and be like, oh, I'm so sorry for not responding. So it's just
fucking
like,
hate that.
I don't really care and
you
I'm not going
to
follow
in...
up on it.
No.
If it happens, it happens.
They should put in the effort.
Whatever.
You don't need to.
Yes. Yeah. I agree.
Yeah.
But I'm not like
I'm not swiping. I'm not looking. I'm kind of just tired right now.
Girl, you've been working your fucking ass off. So yeah, you have the permission to be tired right now.
Thank you.
Because dating is another job.
It really
100%.
It's very exhausting. And then when you're trying to like pursue being like cool and smart and funny at the same time, you're going to burn out like crazy.
Also, like, it's give just such a fucking time break. Commitment.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's like every hour is precious. And so to get even just like a quick drink with someone, it's like, but I have to get ready.
I have to do my makeup. I got to slap on a wig. I got to wear an outfit that makes sense.
Right.
You know, it's a lot. My outfit today doesn't really make sense.
That's what I wear every single day of my life.
This is the glory of podcasts.
I have
my hair in a claw.
Ooh.
And it's from my like steamroller set that you get one for each steamroller. So this is how I'm looking today.
Yeah, I like that you've reappropriated it to just hold your hair and not a roller.
I don't give a fuck.
Upcycle.
I love it. Mamrie.
Yes.
You met your boyfriend on an app.
I did, on Bumble.
Mm-hmm. Which means you had to message him first.
Yes.
What did you say to him?
Wait,
that
you
got
don't
him
know this
hooked?
Story?
Oh my God. Get ready for this story. If you want to, speaking of Camp Dakota, just to lay some ground.
Well, this I knew that you had met in the past.
So basically, I went on Bumble and I was fresh to that app because I did Raya for like 9 months and I just.
We'll How get, was that?
Well, you know, everyone's a photographer.
Uh-huh.
Or a professional skateboarder.
That was going next. Yeah. No, on that app, I like dated a guy for a couple months, but it was super loosey-goosey, but he was a musician.
Mm-hmm.
And then I had little trysts here and there, but I just got, like, I feel like guys go on Raya just to see how famous of a person they can match with, but have no intention of actually dating.
But the only guys that go on Raya live in Venice.
I know.
Which is too far.
Yes.
No dick is that good for a 40-minute ride in traffic.
No. I dated a guy for a couple months there, and he was a singer. And then within a month of dating, he had
he was actually in a decent band,
but like he had to get throat surgery and then couldn't talk for 5 weeks. And I was like,
I completely forgot about this.
I don't know if he doesn't want to hang. We went and got a lunch and he like seriously just couldn't talk and just charaded.
Oh,
and
boy.
I was like, I'm done with this app.
I fully forgot about that era of
your life. Oh, terrible
but
era.
That means he was genuinely into you. If he wanted to
leave. He's a narcissist that wants to hang out with someone and make their life terrible by being like, come hang out with me and be completely uncomfortable because I don't want to be alone.
No,
right
it was
now.
One of those things where it was so cold and I felt like I was the pursuant all the time. And I was like, there's just gaggle of like, you know, like bohemian bitches in Venice. I'm so different from then. And then the second like he blew me off to do something else, I was like, you know what? Why are we? I was like, go do your thing. I'm excited for you. Live your life. This is fun. I can't wait to see like your success. And then it was like, wait, what? So it was one of those like, I want.
He was like, I liked her chasing me. Now she's done chasing me. I'm confused.
Exactly.
And but I desire her attention more.
Mm-hmm.
If a man had throat surgery. I couldn't speak and invited me out to lunch.
I would be like, you are a martyr.
He's in love with me.
No.
He wanted to sit in silence with just me, and this is good for me.
No. I don't know anything about this in hearing this. I heard it the first time and I forgot about it. And hearing it the second time around, I'm like, I don't understand anything that would make
me. We didn't have that much to talk about. To begin with.
So it wasn't that much. So it's the same sort of hang that you guys have always
like
had.
We had approximately 10 less words said.
Got it.
I wish he had brought a dry erase board.
Oh, no, he did a couple notes on his phone.
Yes!
And then like charaded. And then just like a lot of like, but the worst part is in my head, I thought, oh God, am I going to date this guy? And then he gets throat surgery and loses his voice, and he's a singer. And now it's like, oh, you have no career, and now I'm like, and your girlfriend has to help you through
all
it.
All up to me.
Mm-hmm.
And then you could write a movie about it and prophetize your relationship. Prophetize.
Yeah.
I believe that word.
Yep. Is it? Yeah. That's a word, kind of.
Prophetize?
So I got out of that Riot game. But then Bumble.
Yes.
So I went on Bumble because I wanted to meet like a normal person mm-hmm. who doesn't say they're a DJ. And I went on a couple drinks dates, and then I matched with this cute guy named Chip mm-hmm. who had like fun bearded photos and traveled a lot.
Literally the, when Mamrie ever, when we asked her like, what is your type? Mm-hmm. It was literally the cartoon version of like what her type is. That she was mm-hmm. like, I like a guy with facial hair that's like fun loving and southern and blah, blah, blah. Like it was.
No, I didn't think southern though.
I mean, the way that you talked about it kind of leaned towards that in a way. It was just like, this person was the person you manifested for yourself. It was.
But so I messaged him, as you have to do on Bumble, mm-hmm. and I said, your name is Chip, which is like a nickname for Charles. And mm-hmm. it was like, your name is Chip, and you actually smile with your teeth in photos. You, because when you're on Raya, everything is like a steely gaze in the uh-huh. distance,
smoldering.
Quote unquote candid. And you're like, you made someone take photos uh-huh. of you because you thought you looked hot right then. Like, that's so unattractive to me. And his were like actual real photos with smiles. I was like, your name is Chip and you smile. You must be Southern. Where are you from? And he was like, I'm about to say something really weird. That was the response. Mm-hmm. So I was like, oh, fuck. Here well,
that's
we go.
A great start to it.
Yeah. I just like fended off a foot guy like a day earlier.
A foot guy?
You know, like was asking for feet pics.
The president
out of the
Wiki
gate.
Feet. Yeah.
And then I said, all right, like what? And he goes, we worked at Camp Marywood together 12 years ago. We know each other. And I was like, Chip Morgan, oh my God, because he's 4 years younger than me.
Uh-huh.
So he was 18 to my 22. Mm. So I was like, you know,
look at this
child,
kid.
Floppy mm-hmm. haired child. So yeah, we worked at an all girls summer camp together in the North Carolina mountains
what?
12 years ago.
Why was he at an all girls summer
he
camp?
He worked in the kitchen.
Because his uncle. Oh.
His uncle ran the kitchen, who was one of my friends, and I got like stoned and drunk with his uncle for four summers.
And that was
so
the,
I know his family.
And that was the impetus for Camp Dakota. It was Camp Marywood was in Petersburg,
right.
Camp Dakota.
Oh, because I got dumped by a college boyfriend and was like, I'm going to go work at an all-girls camp
and so that's
I don't
why
see
I was
a
like,
man mm-hmm. for 3 months.
But then you guys just went to his uncle's wedding recently.
It was so strange because this is a guy that like I just got wasted with and hung out with mm-hmm. for four summers. And then I get there with Chip and he's like, so you nervous to meet my sister? And I was like, why? Oh, right, because that's Chip's mom. Mm. It was just very weird.
That is weird.
Yeah, so.
But it's kind of nice that you, like, kind of already knew some of his family.
Yeah. And, like, we have mutual friends,
mm-hmm.
you know, camp friends. And there's something, like, camp is very much a cult. So, like.
Sounds like it.
You know, so it's nice that we know that.
Yeah.
And, like, we know the same very small, tiny thing that we spent a lot of time at. So, yeah.
You guys, he travels a lot, yes?
Yes.
So you spend a lot of time apart. Is that good, bad? Who's to say?
It really works for me.
Okay.
I like missing someone, but I also like alone time a lot.
Well, it gives you, like, when he's in town, you know, this is the amount of quality time I'm going to spend. And then,
I'm,
he's
like,
out of town,
planning
like,
fun dates and, like, mm-hmm. you know, like, you get really fun time. Or I meet him on the road because he works on a reality show that travels.
Mm-hmm.
But I really love going. I have 2 weeks to just, like, write and do my thing mm-hmm. and not shave anything and, like, get, like, cute texts.
And then he comes to town, you shave your head, and it's a great time.
I get my back lasered, and we're ready to bone.
I love it.
Yeah.
You guys seem very happy, and it seems really nice, and I could only wish for something like that.
Well,
no, truly, you guys seem...
So far,
I still
so
haven't
good.
Met him.
I know, it's crazy.
Which is bananas to me. But
that's
he's
bananas.
Very cute. You guys
Thank
are
you.
A very cute couple. Grace, are you on the apps right now? Are you on the hunt? Are you looking?
A little bit here and there, yeah. But it's also, it's just exhausting. And I'm one of those people that, like, I think I know exactly what I want immediately, like, when I mm-hmm. see it. And the idea of getting to know someone that's a complete stranger is very terrifying to me.
Yeah.
Like, I barely make time to hang out with my friends, let alone mm-hmm. like an absolute complete stranger.
Like, you'd rather promote someone to lover. Like someone you've like met before, or like, oh, you yeah. know, like
someone
like,
from inside the company,
yeah, yeah, mutual yeah. friends. Yeah, something. Yeah,
yeah. I'll look around the
the
ether.
The call comes from within the house.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. The call's coming from within the house. I'll look around the ether and be like, who do I know that I haven't actually looked at in a certain light before?
Right. Who is attractive, but I didn't see that yeah. until I was single.
But it's yeah, it's just exhausting. I went through a breakup recently, and like I went immediately on the apps as like mm-hmm. a.
distraction.
Quote unquote healing process. Yes. AKA distraction, AKA like toxic thing uh-huh. I should do for myself. I then got like, it's, I don't have games on my phone. And so Raya felt like the game that I had on my phone. Mm-hmm. And then it was, I just got overwhelmed with it. It was like really fun until people actually wanted to meet up in real life. And then mm-hmm. I was like,
you're like, no, thank you.
I'm cool. I don't know. Because I don't know. I'm not well versed in that world enough to know how to like handle those situations. When I know if I sit down with someone within the first like minute, if I enjoy this person mm-hmm. or not, and I'm too nice to not like to create a some sort of like I have to leave scenario, so
it's
I will
hard
sit and wait it
in
out
in the moment to think of a good lie that makes sense.
Well,
as
what
to
are
why
yours? Like, what is yeah, what's your you have, go-to? Like,
I will say, oh boy, my boss just texted and I have to turn in a script tomorrow.
See, well, that's
so what?
Great.
I love that you work at this script factory.
Yeah, what? Gotta get that script in oh, by man. 8 a.m.
I didn't punch out.
Oh, shoot.
Well, like when boys aren't in the industry, they that's don't true. Understand that that's not a thing that would
yeah,
ever happen.
No, that's very true.
Or I say, ah, I actually have a really early flight in the morning. I thought it was at noon. It's at 5.
And he's like, you haven't looked at your phone.
Oh, okay.
How did you just
I feel
realize
like,
that?
I feel
just,
like it's going to be earlier tomorrow. So
I just
sorry.
I know that this is me being off. Yeah, no, I it's fat. Mamrie is the one that introduced me to Raya the first time. Mm-hmm. And it was a wonderful app. And then it's just like, it's a second job. It's like so much work. And mm-hmm. so I've like pulled back from it a little bit.
Do you do Raya, Tinder? Do you do all of them?
Raya, Tinder.
What's your
Bumble,
number one?
OkCupid, Hinge, and then
what's
two.
You just making
two
up words.
Fat no, lady apps.
What are the fat lady apps called?
One is called, I haven't been on in a while because they're not great. Buster and then Woo Plus.
Okay, have you rated ever? Like, have you ever rated from best to worst? The dating apps that you've experienced?
Well, right now I like Hinge.
What is that means you have someone in common?
Allegedly, but my ooh, I have two messages.
Oh, read them out loud. Read them out loud.
Okay. He said, hey.
I so, hate dating apps so much.
That's real cool. Just a sick
have you,
little,
okay, Nicole, hey. Can I ask you
please.
Can I
wait, first yeah. we should take a break.
Okay.
Today and every day, Planned Parenthood is committed to ensuring that everyone has the information and resources they need to make their own decisions about their bodies, including abortion care. Lawmakers who oppose abortion are attacking Planned Parenthood, which means affordable, high-quality, basic health care for more than 2 million people is at stake. The right to control your body and get the health care everyone needs has been stolen. And now politicians in nearly every state have introduced bills that would block people from getting the sexual and reproductive care they need. Planned Parenthood believes everyone deserves health care. It's a human right. And that's why they fight every day to push for common sense policies that protect your right to control your own body and against policies that interfere with decisions between patients and their doctors. Planned Parenthood needs your support now more than ever. With supporters like you, you can help reclaim your rights and protect and expand access to abortion care. Visit PlannedParenthood.org/future. That's PlannedParenthood.org/future. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. You know, there's always something that I really need to talk about, and thank God I have a podcast, but then there's stuff that I don't want to reveal publicly. So I talk to a therapist, and listen, we all carry around different stressors. big and small, and when we keep them bottled up, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get stuff off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire, get matched with a licensed therapist, and switch therapists at any time for no additional cost. And I gotta say, that's very important because the first person you meet might not be good for you. So even though it's work, you gotta work to find someone who like is helpful and is good for you. So don't stick with someone just because you feel like you have to. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/date me today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/date me. Okay. Hey, did you know 1 in 5 Americans have learn a new language on their bucket list? If that's you, make 2024 the year you finally check it off the list with Babbel. Be a better you in 2024 with Babbel, the science-backed language learning app that actually works. Don't pay hundreds of dollars for private tutors or waste time on apps that don't really help you speak the language. Babbel's quick 10-minute lessons are handcrafted by over 200 language experts to help you start speaking a new language in as little as 3 weeks. Babbel's tips and tools are approachable, accessible, rooted in real-life situations, and delivered with conversation-based teaching so you're ready to practice what you've learned out in the real world. Babbel made it super easy for me to brush up on my Spanish before my vacation to Mexico. See how I said that? It's better, and it sounds like I speak Spanish. It just makes traveling better, so you can like order food, ask for directions, and flirt with the locals. Me encanta, muchacho. Without having to consult language apps while on vacation. Here's a special limited time deal for my listeners. Right now, get 60% off your Babbel subscription, but only for my listeners at babbel.com/date me. Get up to 60% off at babbel.com/date me. Spelled BABBEL.com/date me. Rules and restrictions may apply. And now we're back.
Hey!
Do you remember your question? That was
a
long break.
I'm so proud of you for having
me
that
do
sponsor.
10 minutes of yoga.
God bless that sponsor. It might have been Squarespace. Who knows?
Who knows?
Have you had people that, this not sound narcissistic, that like know you for what you do and like, yeah, how do you handle that situation?
I handle it in a way where if you mention that you know what I do and you're like cool with it and can move on, then I'm like, okay, this is good.
Yeah.
It means that like I could bring you around my friends and you won't be weird about it.
Yeah.
And then if somebody starts to like interview me, like asking like so many questions, then I'm like, okay, this is no bueno.
Yeah.
Like I went out with somebody and they had come to my show and then we saw a person who was like pretty famous at the show and they were like, oh, I want to meet them. And I was like, no,
we don't do that.
Cause essentially we're coworkers. We were on the same show. Mm-hmm. I don't want this date to be like,
Yeah.
It's too much.
It reflects on you, yeah.
Yeah.
Follow-up question. Have you ever gone on a date with someone and then while you're there, they reveal, like, I love you on this? You know, but they didn't in the lead-up?
Yes.
Oh, God.
And that one feels a little like you're kind of hiding something. And then, like, because you have it, like, you know something that I don't know.
It's not fully catfish, but it's, like, half-fished.
It's a fillet of catfish.
A fillet of catfishing.
Yeah, that they kind of half-fished you.
But then also,
you got noodled.
I guess I prefer if they don't say it on the app, because then I'll go to the date, like, I'll be like, I don't know. Like, I don't know what you're going to say to me. Blah, blah, blah. I don't know. I had one guy on an app who was like, we started talking. I think we went back and forth maybe 2-3 times. And then he was like, I'm going to say something weird, but I know you. Kind of like Chip. But he didn't know me. He just had seen me on TV. And then he was like, is that weird? And I was like, no, it's not weird. It's just like people have expectations and that gets weird. And he's like, what? Our first date won't be like nailed it? And I was like, no.
Oh, fuck.
I see that you were doing a joke, but I...
See, I don't... I have one guy that's like continuously following up that is like my 2012... would be so bummed that I missed an opportunity to like hang out with Grace Helbig, and I'm just like, I haven't responded to a single thing. I don't think I've shown you the follow up. I've shown you the original.
However, a recent thing which I love, which I'll keep in very vague terms, is that someone was like all up in Grace's online dating grill, and then Grace got together with a friend and like found out that person was also dating someone else we knew.
Oh.
Like a crossing streams. Sorry, I'm going off mic to make sure I'm getting this right.
They're now whispering. I don't know if it's figured out yet.
Oh, just finding out when you and a friend are both online dating the same person.
I found out that, this dude messaged me and then found out through talking to an actual, comedian friend that they had been, dating at the time.
Seriously, dating them.
And it was, I was just like, this guy is crazy.
Yeah, and it seems like he's got a comedian fetish to date two comics at the same time.
And we don't know each other?
We look very similar. And so,
that sucks.
It's a weird thing. I just was like, I don't know if the girl code is being like, hey, this is, I didn't know.
Well, we got a girl from Girl Code.
Yeah. True.
It is a girl code.
Like, you wrote the Bible, right? So,
I did, but you know they didn't pay me.
Oh, Viacom.
Yeah, there's a whole ass Girl Code book where they used our likeliness. And then
are you serious?
Nobody got paid for it.
You know that they, Oh, never mind.
Viacom.
I have a lot to say about Girl Code.
I have a lot to say about Girl Code, too.
Ooh, we could talk after.
Yes, this is an offline combo.
Yes. I think it's fine if you told her that this dude was talking to you.
I didn't know until after I told her that he was actually, they were dating. And then I was like, I felt bad, but then I also didn't feel bad because it's like, if I were her, I would also
want to know.
She was already confirmed that this person was a piece of shit to her. And then this just, added on.
If anything, it's a comfort to be like, oh, he's even worse than
I
thought.
And also that I'm not pursuing this person at all, that I thought this person's crazy and I haven't responded. This person's crazy.
And now I have proof.
And that's not like I'm continuing a conversation with this person.
I bet there's weirdos out there that specifically try to talk to people who are friends.
I don't know.
You know?
Which is so crazy and diabolical.
Yeah.
Who's got the time?
Do you create different profiles on different dating apps?
What do you mean? With different, I'm a different person?
This is the Tinder version of versus.
It's all the same across the board?
I think it's all the same. I have a picture I'm holding a big old dildo.
Yeah.
Which is my barometer that if you, great. It's a good talking point.
This is the gate that you get through.
Yes.
Then we can talk. Yeah.
You mention it's comically large and you have something witty to say or you don't. You're just like, oh, that's big.
Yeah. Oh, no. If there's a tiny dildo. I'd like to get you a bigger one.
I want to get you a real big one. A life-size one.
You are doing everyone a favor by giving them a talking point to reach out to you.
Yeah. And then if we can move past it, you've passed the test.
Yeah. 100%.
That's why I keep it up. People are like, take it down. I'm like,
The dildo test.
It's the dildo test. And if
you realistically, end of the day, you don't want to date someone that doesn't look at that photo and think that's the funniest, coolest, funny, best thing about you.
Mm-hmm.
So, that is the actual gateway to getting to know you.
Someone who's secure with their dick.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I've had dudes be like, oh, my dick isn't that big. It's actually pretty tiny. So if that's what you're looking for, I might not be it. I'm like, why
did you message me?
Why did you message me to tell me that you have a small dick?
No.
They think it's funny. I don't know.
I think it's just maybe she'll go out with me and then she'll see and then she'll be so sad. And I'll just soften the blow just right up top.
Oh, God. Okay, I have another question.
Yeah?
Because it's fascinating to me. So on Raya, when you have a song to complement your montage slideshow, what was your song?
Yeah, you have three guesses.
My neck, my back.
Yes!
What? Wait!
Is that actually
it? Yes, it is. I cannot believe you got that on the first try, but I guess it's pretty on game.
Oh my god.
Yep, it is my neck, my back.
Well, that game was fun and fast.
It was very fun, very fast. Where is my Raya?
Can we see it?
Yep, yep, yep.
I mean, mine is who let the dogs out. So
that's
it's
funny.
Very different. And then it also like is an open door to be like, I've had many people be like, I'm the one. I let the dogs out. And I'm like, oh, fuck off.
Great. I'm so glad that you thought that was funny.
Yay.
People like to message me with nailed it.
No.
It's real fun. Also, this one guy hit on me. He was like, I'd like to fuck you, but specifically wearing the golden baker's cap, which is something we give someone on the show.
Yeah, no, that's a bad thing. That's a bad thing to say.
Here it is.
Okay, yes, looking at that right. Oh, that profile photo is beautiful.
Okay.
Thank you.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Okay.
Oh, my
this
God.
This is perfect. There are so many gorgeous photos.
Girl, you did so many photos.
Oh, I put so many up. I wanted to use as much of the song as I could.
Yes, professional hair and makeup photos.
Oh,
that's a great profile.
Thank you.
And I love that that's your song.
It's really a perfect balance of like, I'm a fun idiot and also like, I am beautiful at the same time. Like,
and then my profile only says, I didn't come here to make friends, XOXO, Gossip Girl. And very few people will comment on that.
No, I put on mine, like, it says career, and I said, who cares? Because on Raya, who gives a fuck?
Who gives a shit?
Just hyphens.
I'll just put not a DJ. And then that'll be sufficient enough.
Maybe I'll put multi-hyphenate, whatever you want me to be.
Ooh. Oh, no, that'll entice the wrong audience.
Truly, everyone is just trash.
It's true.
We're all trash.
Dating is such an exhausting thing.
Yeah.
Where I just want to meet. I want like a meet cute where like, I don't know.
When's the last time that you met someone in person? Like, without a dating app that you genuinely, like, hung
followed
out
up with.
For, I mean, like, maybe, like, a friend of a friend or something at a party or whatever. When's the last time that that happened?
About 2 weeks ago, I met this drunk man.
We're off to a great start.
His name is Charlie. I'm 100%
sure.
He could go by Chip.
That's Chip's name?
I met him at a bar, and
also,
he was...
Isn't that also your dog's name?
Yeah, Charlie. Uh-huh. So I could date a man named Charlie and have a dog named Charlie, and they'd be one and the same. Let's get real.
The universe is putting things together, yeah.
He was flexing loudly in a bar.
Like actual flexing?
Like flexing his arms and flexing his calves.
Oh, not just like internet flexing, like saying things that were
like... Weird flex.
No, not a weird flex. Like literally like, while like curling his biceps.
He was doing World's Strongest Man in a bar?
Yes.
Okay.
And his friend kept being like, hey man, you can flex, but like, why do you have to be so loud about it?
Wait, one that he's flexing and that he thinks that's okay, and then his friend thinks it's okay, but tells him he has to be quiet about it.
You can flex,
what
but be
bar
quiet.
Was this?
Who was this group?
It was in Hollywood. Okay. It was just these two people. And
so he was flexing for the friend.
It was just a friend who was like kind of supportive, but not really.
It was a weird hype band.
Yes. Yeah. So then I invited Charlie to sit with me and my friend because I was like, I love him. So we start talking. He's honestly very crazy. At one point, he just blew into his drink. It sloshed everywhere. And then he turned and looked at me and went, did you see what I did? And I was like, yes.
Wait, like he was blowing bubbles into milk as a child?
No. You know how you blow on like soup? He was blowing into it, but blew too hard.
But he was so proud.
Yes.
Child proud.
And then he like kissed my cheek a bunch and was like, your skin is so soft.
Oh, no.
And I was like, okay cool,
stick to
Charlie.
The apps. Stick to the apps, I guess.
But, like,
did you exchange numbers?
Of course I did. I, in the moment, was like, I'm going to marry this man. He's on another level. I've never been more pleased.
Oh, my
And I
God.
Asked him what he did. He was like, I work at a t-shirt company. I was like, I love this. And he's like, well, I used to be a drug dealer. I was like,
he's a member of Jersey Shore.
I mean,
it was the situation flexing.
It was the situation. It was like the situation.
I gotta go to jail for a little bit. I'm engaged, but like, it's okay.
It's okay. Don't worry. We could stay for a little bit. We did exchange numbers. And then we went our separate ways. And then he texted me that night and was like, where are you? And I was like, I'm at my house. And he was like, come over. And I was like, I don't live by you. And he's like, well, where do you live? And I was like, not by you. And then he called me.
Oh, no.
And I was like, I've been there. I've been drunk. This is fine.
Call above a FaceTime? He called, called?
He called, called.
Okay.
And then maybe also FaceTime. I don't remember.
Call, call but, is first. FaceTime, I think.
Yeah,
is
you can't FaceTime me.
To a new
although
one.
This one guy I was dating.
He seemed pretty bold. I thought Charlie wait, was a FaceTime
but also,
guy.
Also, like.
Out of the
okay,
gate.
I have a question after this,
yes.
But go ahead.
Okay, so then I didn't pick up, and then I was like, I'm not coming over tonight. Then he texted me the next day and was like, yeah, wild night. So aww. Sorry. And I was like, yeah, it's okay. And then he was like, ah, yeah, I don't really feel good. And I was like, oh, okay. And then we were texting back and forth. And then he said something. And then I was like, well, you should take me out for drinks. And then nothing.
No.
And then like Charlie. 3 days later, texted me at like 11, was like, what are you doing? And I was like, oh, I think he just wants to fuck. And maybe one of these days I'll be down to fuck. But right now,
not
I'm
right
not.
Now.
Okay.
Not right now.
I haven't been horny lately. I was talking about that with my therapist and she kind of laughed at me.
Well, horny is your brand, so it's tough when
I
you don't
know.
Feel it.
Like one day I woke up and I was like, I don't think I'm very horny.
I think that means that you're like really... I feel
what
like that
this
means
lack of tingle.
Yeah, I feel like that means that you're like really proud in the actual like creative work that you're doing. Like maybe that's
maybe.
What you're getting off on.
Like maybe
actually being satisfied.
You're also
in,
just
like
probably
being
tired.
An amazingly hilarious
that
woman.
Might be it.
Or tired.
Just tired.
Or tired.
Fell asleep masturbating
sorry, I was
last
to, like,
night.
No. I know Grace was building you up, and I was like, you might just be sleepy, babe.
I think
you might just need to go on vacation.
Yeah,
and that and like Stella. Then you'll get
then
your groove back.
Then I'll get my
back.
Groove back.
Yeah.
Wait, Grace, how long was your last relationship?
It was like a year and a half.
Oh, wow.
Like,
I didn't realize it was that long.
Yeah, it was pretty long.
May I ask who broke up with who, or is it too personal? You can tell me.
I will say it's too personal right now. Would appreciate not talking about
no,
it.
No, sure. Honestly, that's what I figured.
No, it's it's a work in progress.
Mm-hmm.
But also, like, from both ends, a very, like... it's not a, we're both like being very nice to each other. But
that
it's,
is nice.
Yeah.
Adult, respectable.
We're trying to be adult, but also there's like, you know, obvious.
Whatever. Sure. Whatever.
Breakups.
I mean, breaking up is hard to do.
Oh my God, you're on to something. Maybe put a beat behind it.
Except I've never gotten to break up with anybody.
Wait, okay.
Oh, actually, that's a lie.
Okay.
Well, we weren't like officially together, but like this dude that I had like had this thing with texted me when he was like back in town. And I was like, I can't fuck you anymore because it hurts my feelings.
Yeah.
You hurt my feelings. And here are the reasons why. And it was a long, long scrolling text.
Oof.
And he just responded with, I don't really understand where you're coming from. And I was like, cool.
Oh,
and
God.
That's more evidence that we are done.
Yes.
Got it.
But then I put it in bullet points because I was like, maybe the paragraph was
weren't
too
easy enough for him to read.
And then I did a PowerPoint.
And then I went to his home
and I got
fucked
one of them.
Oh, God. Wait, but so you want like straight up relationship, monogamous.
Yeah,
wanna
do you
be
want
off the market? Because
is your podcast is going to suffer if you get
no,
in a monogamous relationship.
You got to be single for your art.
Don't do that.
No, well, I'm.
Don't put that on me.
Is
please.
It weird to build a brand off of like being single?
Right. Good question, Helbig.
That is.
Sorry,
a very
I forgot that we're not
no,
on my
it
podcast
is.
Right
I'm
now.
You. Grace has assumed host mode.
I love it. I guess I don't think my brand is that I'm single.
Right.
I think my brand, if we're going to, you know, say it like that, is I'll talk about my personal life as it's happening.
Well, that's,
right.
No, that's
no,
the
that's
cool
great.
Thing that, like, I honestly wanted to talk about. It's like, Mamrie and I, starting our new podcast, I think for us has been, like, the most wonderful, rewarding thing that we can be as free as we want to be. That we haven't been able to be in, like,
on
videos,
and
whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And so we get to talk about shit that, like, no one knows about, no one's ever heard. Like, our parents are unfortunate to listen to. But, like, it's becoming a really wonderful space for us to be able to talk about that. That, like, for you, how much of this is, like, you talking about your dating world versus, like, you actually wanting to date someone?
Mm.
I know this is your fifth podcast of today, so this is not a question that I should ask you. I know. I'm sorry. I'm like, this is not what I should have done.
No, but it's so interesting.
Because, like, your candidness while being able to do shit, like, nailed it and, like, be an actual host, it, like, that balance is so fucking amazing and inspiring, I think, to both of us.
Thank you.
But then it's like, you are so candid on this podcast, but it's like, where do you draw the line? Because I think we are kind of figuring that out for ourselves right now, too.
I won't talk about anybody who I feel serious enough about.
Yeah.
Just in the present, because, like, we haven't been together for, because I haven't really had anything last more than, like, 2.5 months, 3 months.
Sure.
So, like, I haven't gotten to a point where I'm like, oh, do you mind if I talk about this?
Right.
Because it's, like, it's still early, so, like, why would I want to talk about that?
Yeah.
But, like, if we've been on, like, 4 dates and I never talk to you again, I'll talk about
it.
Like,
free.
Then I don't care.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But, like, anything that means something to me, I'm not going to talk about. And that has been hard because Marissa has to cut a lot of things out.
I'm sure. Oh, no, that's why, like, maybe this is an offline conversation, but, like, I wonder where you draw the line on, like, what you talk about.
I draw the line at if I care about you and it's presently happening.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, like, if I were to get a boyfriend, I probably wouldn't say anything about it until, I don't know, probably, like, a year in.
So it's all, it's like a pregnancy. You'll be like, we're going to have to get into our
third trimester
before we really discuss this.
I don't want to jinx the relationship or that baby.
Of course.
It's a little baby relationship.
It is a weird balance, though, because I do, because I'll talk about things that are currently happening on stage.
Yeah.
Because that's not recorded for forever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then if I see someone recording, I'm just like, hey, this is a work in progress. Please stop.
Yeah.
So, like, I'll talk about it on stage, just not on a medium where it lasts forever.
Yeah.
I feel you.
Yeah.
No, that makes so much sense. Yeah. No, that's literally, this is just like a personal question of, like, as we're getting more personal in our podcast, of being like, as someone that's so candid, how do you have lines that you draw? And it's really wonderful to hear that, like, yeah, you do.
I do. And then on Nailed It, because we do shoot for 10 hours for a singular episode. I wear an IFB, so producers are talking to me.
Yeah.
And if they feed me something that I'm like, oh, they love this idea and I genuinely hate it and I feel like they're going to use it, I just won't do it.
Yeah.
And then and they'll, like, prod me later. Like, I forgot about the thing I didn't want to do.
As if you didn't purposely ignore what they told you to do.
But, like, without fail, like, 2 hours later, they'll be like, say this. And I'm like, oh, no.
Yeah. Like,
Nothing.
But that takes such balls. That's amazing. That's very, very cool. And I think that's what makes that show the coolest. It's like, I wouldn't know. I mean, I'm too much of a pushover that I would probably do anything that was said in my ear and something like that. I admire you.
You
got to
remember
that
it's you on the screen.
I know.
And their name just flitters across the screen at some point. So it's like, if that feels wonky, I'm not doing it.
That is the most inspiring thing. That's the coolest thing that you're on. Like, and I think that's why, now reiterate, like, why you're cool.
I'm just watching this go down. I'm just watching a little.
Thank you.
Very inspiring to just see, like, the dichotomy and, like, the balance of, like, seeing you on a Netflix, like, baking, quote-unquote, show that my parents would want to watch.
Right.
And then also be, like,
and
so
then scream
completely
at someone to eat pussy.
Candid.
Yeah.
That I'm like, oh, she gets the best of both worlds. I love it so much. Teach me your ways. It's so fun.
That the show is family friendly because they could have cut it like 4 different ways.
Sure, yeah.
Because I do say a lot of terrible
things. I'm sure you give options. Also, I feel like they should cut together, like, here's the exclusive cutting room floor Nicole
I don't think
jokes.
They can because that I think if you would look up the show Nailed It, like, kids would find it.
But
I
can don't know. You, do you there get any special access to, like, do you have anything in your contract that says, can you cut the grossest things I've ever said together?
And I've asked editors to do it, and they haven't.
God
or
damn
I asked the producer to ask an editor, and she was like, I'll try. And I was like, I don't think you will.
Yeah, no. Yeah.
A lot of times you ask people to do things, and they don't do it. Here's a prime example. I went to my favorite restaurant in New York City.
Which one?
It's called Toast. It's on 125th.
I don't go up that far.
Nobody does, but I fucking love it. Also, their website used to say it was Truck Stop Gourmet, so that's
love it.
To give you an idea of what I like to eat, it's trash.
Yeah. And welcome to the club.
It was like packed. There was like no seats. So I asked the server, I was like, can you go over to a table? You're dropping a check and tell them I'll pay for their check if they get the fuck up. Because it's not that expensive. I was like, I'll probably drop $60. That's not that bad. I can do that.
That's the most amazing thing I've ever. Move. I've never heard of that before.
I haven't either.
That's me either. It, I made
we've
it
all
up.
Worked in this,
dude, okay, you
we've
need
all
to
worked
coin.
In the service industry. Right. And that's, I've never, ever seen anyone
Well, you're
do
only
that
helping the server by turning the
yeah.
table.
Uh-huh.
You should 100%, you need to coin it.
Yep.
You need to name this something.
The buyer.
And then you go
the
there and you're
buyer.
Like,
the little buyer.
Guys, should we. Should we buy her this?
Let's yeah. buy her this. So, and then the server came back and was like, ah, oh, nobody bit. And I was like, you didn't ask anybody. So then I went up to
second.
A table of five boys and I was like, I'll pay your fucking check if you get the fuck out of here. And then one boy immediately went, oh, we'll do that. And then the other one was like, well, and he's like, no, we'll do it. And then it was like $60. I was right.
Yeah, because the one boy knew that he was going to pay for the whole table anyway.
Right. The guy who was apprehensive was like, I only got fries.
Yep. Yeah. And he's like, I should order more.
I'm a plus one.
There's no T-bone.
Can we just have to go?
Yeah.
So then
That's
I like, paid their check.
Move.
And then they weren't moving fast enough. And I was like, get the fuck out. But then I laughed. So like, it was like, it's cool. And then we sat our asses down and it was glorious. And I was like, I'm going to do this whenever I want.
Was that you and Sashir?
No.
Oh, because I could just picture Sashir being like, here, just
she
watching
would
it.
Hate it.
Just watching it and being like, oh, here
she
we
would
go.
Be like, why?
She's doing her move.
She's just being so embarrassing. There was one time I sobbed in the car with her because
yeah.
I pulled too far into the intersection and then the light turned red and then I was like half in the intersection,
oh,
half
no,
not.
I hate that.
But you know you're not going to get a ticket. Like, that's
no,
a suggestion.
I was also just embarrassed that everyone knew I couldn't drive and I started sobbing.
You full on Cher was the one who couldn't drive in Clueless.
Correct.
Yes. Yeah. Okay.
I was like Cher Horowitz.
It's like you walked out on stage for karaoke and you didn't know the song that you suggested.
Yes. Oof. And you're like egg on my face. Ack.
Yeah.
And just fully started
a Kathy
crying.
Cartoon.
Yeah.
I fucking love Kathy.
I do too.
Ack. That's my favorite thing. Ugh. That's my favorite emotion.
I have two Kathy t-shirts. It was very hard to find them.
Have they done a human Kathy movie?
No, and I would love to play Kathy.
I
would
think
love
we
to play
need
Kathy.
You.
I support it 1,000%.
Can I be a coworker?
Yes, please.
Okay,
let's,
we're shopping.
Let's write
this.
Let's a
shop
Kathy
this.
Movie. Hello,
pitch
excuse
it.
Me,
pitch
Mr.
It.
Netflix. Can I have a Kathy movie?
Absolutely.
Ugh,
I think
what
we're
on to
something.
I love Kathy. Also, have you seen the real life Kathy?
No.
Yes. A beautiful woman.
Beautiful woman. And she's written like a bunch of stuff.
No,
it's not just
I
Kathy.
Think so,
she's
yeah.
like a. Yeah, she ain't Kathy.
Okay.
No. It's definitely based on like her sister or somebody.
Oh,
I'm
maybe.
I'm just guessing.
Or her sloppy claws.
Get it.
Sloppy cousin. Woo!
Woo! And then her cousin's like, is that based on me? No, you're Kathy's with a K.
No, yes. This is based on my imagination.
You're with an I-E.
No, you always say, ugh. She says, ack.
You say,
I can't even believe you'd think I'd do that to you.
You say, ugh. I want to meet Kathy with a K.
Uh-huh.
Ugh.
It's like a ripoff Bart Simpson.
Oh, that'd be so funny.
Let's make that merch.
Let's make Kathy with a K.
Eat
who says,
shirt.
Oh.
I love it.
Well, we've come to an end.
Nicole, I can't believe that you've had
five hours of this.
Yeah, and then I have a show tonight.
No, fuck you.
Get the fuck out.
Are you
of
doing
here.
Like 10 or are you doing an hour?
No, I'm not even doing stand-up. I'm doing
okay.
monologues at ASCAT.
Okay.
Which will be easy peasy. I talk for, I don't know.
Whatever.
10 minutes,
yeah.
And then I'll go home.
Yeah, okay. You got a big night in?
I'm going to have a great big night in. I think I'm going to watch a movie.
Get it.
R. Kelly documentary is
oh,
insane.
God.
Oh, it's a bummer. And I hate
started
that
it
took a documentary
right?
for people to go, it's he bad?
Unreal.
It's like he's been
everyone
fucking bad.
Unreal.
There was literally video of him urinating on someone, and we were like, well, that's not it.
Who was like 14. Yeah.
Yes, it was like,
unreal.
What was it? Watching black women cry on screen? Like, what
and even still
made
this
turn?
Even still, this series is not like,
it's just surface level stuff, and it's upsetting.
It's insane.
It's
insane.
Crazy. R. Kelly, You're a bad man.
You canceled.
Hey, R. Kelly, have you listened to my podcast? Yeah. Stop right now. I don't like you.
We want to leave you on this high note.
Yes. Yeah. That was my whole mission.
Listen to our podcast. This might get weird.
Well, do you have anything you guys want to promote?
No, we're just really excited about this podcast. It's very fun. It's like a snack of a podcast, like 45 minutes. Yeah. We're shooting the shit.
It comes out every Wednesday on iTunes and wherever you consume your podcasts. And then we're available online.
And you guys do live shows of your podcast?
We did our first live just this past weekend in San Francisco at Sketchfest.
Nice.
And it was a fucking blast.
Yeah.
It was so much fun. And we're going to do one at South by Southwest. And yeah, we're just figuring it out, you know? We don't want to be like, hey, we're a brand new thing. Come buy tickets. Like, we want to grow the community.
Well, a work in progress.
Get it? You've been best friends for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's great. I don't really listen to podcasts because...
I listen to very few.
Well, it's really hard because I have opinions.
And so you can't talk and back to them?
If I say them out loud, no one responds to me.
Yes.
That's like honestly my problem with podcasts.
Like, I have something to add.
I have something to say. What do you, it's pre-recorded? You don't care?
This is an open dialogue?
Will you come do our podcast?
Of course. Oh, I would love
Hell
to.
That'd be great.
It'd be a real treat. And I love you, gals.
I've done an impression of you on our podcast.
Someone tweeted that at me. They were like,
it was so good. Do it now.
I don't know.
No,
now
you just started. You just started.
But I don't know. I just think it's a delight. And
it's a real good one.
It's a lot of like,
I just want to meet someone and snuggle a little bit.
See, because I think me and you, we both have a similar, like, were we born in the 40s vibe?
Yeah, you have a very, vaudevillian kind of tone to you guys.
I had no idea I sounded like that until someone said that I have a weird cadence and I put weird emphasis on weird words in the middle of a sentence. I'd be like, I went to a store. It's like, well, why did you say it like that?
And it's unpredictable, and I love it.
I didn't realize it until somebody told me.
But you guys are so similar
in
that
way. We do have a very weird way of speaking.
You're very vaudevillian. Yeah, you're so vaudevillian, and it's very fun.
We should time travel.
We both just started doing rocking our shoulders back and forth and really
shimmying. Like,
I'm like, what's your song, my neck? You're like, that is my song.
I don't know why
that
you guys...
was very funny because I started moving and I looked up and you were also moving.
Doing the same exact move.
Just at the same time, just shimmying
like
our shoulders. I do love
like
a wig.
The medium between a wiggle and a shimmy.
Yeah.
I don't know what it's
a
called.
Whammy, baby.
A shimmigle.
A shiggle.
Yeah. A shiggle? It sounds like a slur.
I know. I backed off of it very quickly.
Yep. I said it out loud, but I wasn't happy about it.
Well, thank you for having us,
Thank you for having me.
I can't wait to pull your restaurant move. I will record it when I do it.
Please do. And
it's
let me know how it goes. Yeah. So if you like this episode of Why Won't You Date Me, subscribe, fuck it, listen and stuff. If you send me a nasty little DM, I will read it out loud. Diesel said, hey there, you thick, delicious chocolate cupcake. So where the fuck is the internet at? And he's referencing, or she's referencing, an episode where I couldn't figure out where the internet was. I still don't know where it is.
No one knows.
If it's a location, I don't know.
Tube somewhere.
And then this person said, hey, you dumb pig, you.
Jesus Christ!
FYI, I would date you, but you'd have to be okay with only rimming and anal and the occasional devil's threesome to satisfy my stronger desires. So I think that's a gay man who is saying I'll do. He's saying, you'll do, pig, you'll do. And he's referencing this other podcast where I was talking about loving nicknames.
Like, that'll do, pig, like the film Babe?
Well, I was like, I think I want someone to call me pig. And then realized that, like, maybe I don't.
You gotta hear it out loud.
You know? I have a lot of things in my brain where I say them out loud. And I'm like, no, that's not it.
Mm-mm.
Well, that's it.
Wow.
Okay. If you
want to see you old sly dog.
As I live and breathe. Please watch Selling Salads.
Yeah, let's get
on
some new hits on Selling Salads.
Okay, bye-bye.
This has been a Team Coco production.